You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Hello, my faithful friends. Welcome back and Happy New Year. I hope that you all had a great holiday season, a good Christmas. And I also hope that you all are going into your new years with positive energy and good intentions. And if not, it's the first month and we have a lot more to go. I do want to get into the topic of forgiveness today. I think forgiveness is one of those meat and potatoes building block topics that are essential to being a follower of Christ. As usual, I'm very excited to talk about the topic with you guys, and hopefully we have a good conversation about it. When we're talking about forgiveness, there are a few things to consider, including why is it a necessity for us to forgive? What does God say about forgiveness? And lastly, how do we actually forgive other people? How do we heal and practice that forgiveness? Forgiveness is a necessity for multiple reasons, especially as a follower of Christ. Number one reason is because it's God's command. It's a reflection of Jesus himself. God extends that forgiveness to us who sin every single day, who have immeasurable sins, yet we're forgiven. We are also called to extend that same forgiveness that he gives us to others. In Matthew 6:14 through 15, Jesus says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." We need to be extending that same mercy to others as Jesus has done for us. Next reason I have for it being a necessity is because it actually demonstrates really bold qualities and emotional maturity. And I may be biased, but emotional maturity is hot, you guys. Who cares as much about all the external things, materialistic things, money, beauty? We're looking for emotional maturity. When I am beginning a friendship now in my late 20s, or a relationship, a romantic relationship with another person, I want to be surrounded by people who have these bold qualities and emotional maturity that demonstrate strength and love and empathy and humility. This allows you to be the best version of you. You're not showing up with this deep resentment and anger and sadness. I think that it initially is sadness and it turns into these even uglier emotions of resentment and anger, which essentially is poison for your soul. Those kinds of emotions are detrimental to your growth and your journey. In Hebrews 12:15, it says, "Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Bitter root in this passage is really just a metaphor, right, for unresolved resentment and forgiveness. The bitterness grows like a root and it spreads and affects everything around it. Meaning, it's not just affecting you. You are also affecting those around you. When we forgive, it allows peace and grace in your spirit. So that way, you are able to move on and you are able to learn from it. It allows you to live in the present moment and not be held back by your past. Unforgiveness causes division and brokenness. And we don't want that to transpire in our future. We need to address it now so that way we can be our best selves and walk into the promises that God has for us. Something else to be aware of when you're practicing this forgiveness too is when we hold on to the anger and the resentment, we want to seek revenge. We feel like it's unfair and we're owed something. The best example I can give in my own life is when I was developing friendships. In my younger years, I had a friend that started gossiping about me behind my back. That created a lot of hurt and anger inside of me. Someone who I thought was my friend had felt like an enemy to me in that moment. I felt betrayed. In turn, instead of giving it to God, forgiving them, showing them mercy, and moving on from that situation, I took it a step further, escalated the situation, started gossiping about them behind their back. It was my form of revenge toward them. In Romans 12:17, it says, "Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone." And then it goes on to say, "I will take revenge. I will pay them back," says the Lord. It's not our responsibility to get vengeance, to inflict pain and hurt on another person because they've inflicted that upon us. It's our job to show them love and forgiveness and care. And I know that's difficult after you felt those really intense, ugly emotions, but that's what God commands us to do. We want to be more Christ-like, and to be more Christ-like, we need to begin implementing these kinds of actions. And I don't know about all of you, but I notice when I've taken the steps to seek some sort of revenge in my own way, it actually ended up making me feel even worse. It didn't make me feel any better. On top of that, I'm just as guilty because I've done the same thing that they've done to me. So no one ends up being right in this situation. I would prefer to let God get vengeance and me just let it go. That's not my job. Forgiveness doesn't always mean reconciliation or condoning bad behavior. It simply allows freedom in your own spirit, extends that mercy. we are really only responsible for our own actions. Let's be strategic in how we respond, because we have God on our side. So the next question is, how do we heal and forgive? How do we actually do it? Well, first of all, God is healing. So the first step is making the decision to let it go, give it to God. It doesn't mean that it's going to change their behavior, but it's releasing control that the incident has or had over you. It's not in my own power and strength that is allowing me to forgive. It is my own choice to do those things. But once I relinquish that kind of control that I think I have and give it to God, He brings me that peace and strength that helps me move on from it. Another step to heal from unforgiveness is realizing that whoever hurt you is most likely hurt themselves. They have their own past and a background that has caused them to act the way they do now. That's their job to address those things and not yours. Again, it's a reflection of them and not you. So, like I said before, it's not our job to repay them, give them that revenge. We have to turn the other cheek. You're not punishing the other person by holding on to it. You're really just punishing yourself. The last way I will say is a great step to healing is changing your perspective on the circumstance. Anytime I go through trials and tribulations or pain, things that I truly don't want to go through, God always turns things for good. He's going to turn that pain for purpose. He creates these circumstances for whatever reason, for a bigger picture, or for even character development. So I encourage you all to start practicing forgiveness toward those around you who've hurt you, whether it's someone from your childhood, or your parents, or a friendship you once had, someone who wronged you, or even a romantic relationship you used to be in that really hurt you. No matter how big or small the circumstance was, let's all let it go and give it to God. That way we can be the best versions of ourselves and be more Christ-like. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit and the conviction that God is placing on our hearts. So that means we are not going and gossiping about these people behind their back, even though they wronged us. We are not putting other people down in the process of our hurt caused by them. We are simply going to move on with grace and with our heads held high, the way that Jesus would want us to be. All right, everyone, that sums up my first episode of this year. Let's finish in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the mercy and grace that you extend to us. Thank you so much that you forgive us. We acknowledge our mistakes and our sins. Please forgive us of any anger or resentment in our hearts and help us to surrender these things to you. I pray for us to walk in kindness, love, and in humility, just as you did. I pray for your peace in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, see you next time.